Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. This is Veterans Day, 11-11-2021. And this 11-11 date was armistice, the 11th month, the 11th day of the 11th hour of World War I, the war to end all wars. And boy, it sure has it. And we're about ready to see multiple wars aborning right now. Now, I'm just going to read this really right here because I'm going to Ezekiel 38 about the Gog-Magog War. And in that, I still believe that the Gog-Magog is Russia. And if you'll read Ezekiel 38, that's the way to do it. And the word of the Lord come unto me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth with all thine army, horses and horsemen, and all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields. Sounds like tanks to me, and all of them handling swords, you see. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. All of them with shield and helm, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with them. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou that they, all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years, and thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of all the nations, and that they shall, I'm having trouble reading with a little bit of a light problem here. And they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And then in verse 10, this is the key that I think depicts, Brother Quayle and I have talked about this for years. Verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. In other words, this is something else. That at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, and to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that have gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. I can just see this midst of the land that they're talking about. And I will say this. If you look and see what's going on, and we now have much more information, it's not being discussed on the big news. I'll tell you, it's just really not there. And I will say this, that while we're talking about it, I see Brother Quayle put up an alert today about the Russians and their technologies and stuff. And here's what I've been told. And I got a lot of information from the backside of different stuff, you know, and different things. And the Russians have increasingly invested in anti-missile defense systems. We don't have one in the United States. Do not have one. Oh, a few Patriot batteries here and there. Maybe around D.C. and the White House and the Pentagram and a few places. All right? There is some capability, but not like when you see a Russian S-400, 500, 700, whatever it might be. And they have out on an S-500, let's say, that essentially controls everything out 500 miles from where it's sitting. Well, if you sit several of these down a coastline or in the center of a room, then pretty soon you've got an overlapping fields of fire and fields of tracking. Because it's not just the field of fire, it's the ability to track. And those Russian systems track thousands and thousands of targets. So I see where the United States has put the new latest and greatest, which they're calling hypersonics, but they're really not necessarily hypersonic missiles, you see. They're more like real fast short range or medium range stuff. So let me get this right here. There we go. And this was out of the U.S. Sun. And it's basically Dark Eagle has landed. U.S. to arm nuclear unit in Germany with 4,000 mile per hour Dark Eagle hypersonic missiles to blitz Moscow in 21 minutes. Well, our ICBMs shooting from here used to be able to hit Moscow in, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, okay? And supposedly they're listing them right here, 56 Artillery Command, Mainz Castle, max speed Dark Eagle 4000, Mach 17, range 1725 miles, size 16,300 pounds, in service, it's going to be in service in 2023. So it's technically not there, or it's partially there, it's got a little bit of there. So when fully developed and deployed, the rockets will be capable of traveling 4,000 miles per hour and could blitz Russia in just 20 minutes and 30 seconds. Well, what are we going to do if the Russians launch right now, or the Red Chinese launch right now, and they've got stuff going faster than that that can circle and be launched and circle the entire globe, and it will not have the trajectory up to where you can see it and then come down. It'll be a lower altitude trajectory or orbit, which then, at a pop goes the weasel, can go down hypersonic fast and strike a target, and they can dial up whatever kind of stuff they want to dial up. So from a blank piece of paper, they say, in March 2019, we, along with our industry partners and joint services, delivered the hardware in just over 2 years. Now, soldiers can be getting training. Well, let me tell you something. Here's the thing that's kind of interesting. Because we already have nuclear weapons in Europe. All right. We have nuclear depots or stockpiles that have been secret. We've also had other weapons caches of conventional weapons and different things that are secret and that have been in place for many, many years throughout Europe. Germany, England, all over the place, okay? Italy, Greece. Probably some in the East Bloc that are not well known. You see what I'm saying? All of these different countries in the NATO groups, in the different spots. But here's what I heard. Now, this I heard from, let's just call it back channel, back channel stuff. But it's somebody who knows what they're talking about, and he talks to people who know what they're talking about. And what basically has been said about it is that in Europe, all of our nuclear stockpile depots, have been basically compromised, all right? And that what we have heard about, and allegedly, this is allegedly, that all of our nuclear silos, or not silos, but depots of nuclear weapons, etc., in the NATO countries, in Europe, and in surrounding areas there, and in England, and Scotland, and probably whatever, allegedly, is compromised. And that basically that personnel, U.S. personnel and some NATO personnel, allegedly, have been using cell phones or personal cell phones and computers, personal cell phones and computers, in order to transmit information. Apparently, they're having trouble remembering the passwords and remembering the codes and all of the different information. And so there have been developed on computers and cell phones, personal computers and cell phones, laptops, etc. They have these flashcards that were developed that had all this information, supposedly to make it easier for all of our personnel to recall them. So what difference does it make now that all of our allegedly all of our nuclear weapons stockpile depots in Europe and the NATO countries and all of there, and maybe some in other places as well, have all been compromised and that information is in the possession of the Russian intelligence? Okay? So, I guess now we have to say, okay, time out. Don't look at anything while we're gonna move the peas in the pod. You know what I mean? Move the peas in the three pods. All right. 3-card Monty. Whoop 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 whoop. Don't look over here. Oh, it might be there. No, it's the one in the middle. Oh, where's the queen? You know, there it is. 3-card Monty. He said, watch him play that in New York City. But now it looks like the Russians know where all of it's at. So if you try to move it, that which took you 20, 30, 40, 50 years to put in place, you try to move it, then they're watching all those locations anyway to see what's up. So we're about to get hit, apparently. We're about to get hit. But it's going to be 10 million things are going to hit the United States. And a large amount of it is because of the traitors inside the U.S. top slots of the Lucy military, the Lucy government, the Lucy intelligence, the Lucy banks, the money center banks, and a large amount of the corporations. Big pharma, all the things, big agriculture. So if we're getting ready to go to war with Russia, and I've got some more information, allegedly, you know, Kamala Chameleon went over to, the plan, we come on the plane, with the plan, stupid crap. But she makes a good ruse, okay? Because I'm going to tell you, there's people that still watch what flies in the world, can't hardly do it in the United States anymore, for real. But there are people still overseas that still got the good input, all right, who are friendlies and who watch everything that's going on. And they said that maybe it was the same plane that brought her while she went shopping and all that, and took Blinken on a clandestine mission to the Ukraine, where documents were signed with the United States Secretary of State, allegedly, and NATO top dogs, allegedly, with the Ukrainians, to say that if any aggression comes against Ukraine from any source, the Russians or whoever it might be in that region or anybody, that the United States and NATO are going to go to war and use whatever force they feel necessary to fight off the aggression against the Ukraine. Now, we have in the Black Sea, we have the USS Whitney, which is, I believe, an amphibious-type carrier-type ship, which is multitask, and they have a large number of U.S. Marines. They have helicopters. They have gunboats. They have vessels that can take tanks and stuff. They can. They have a large SEAL team contingent, which are very good. They also have, as part of the 1,500 or so Marines, either a Marine Recon or a Marine Raider unit. All right? And them guys are real good, too. So what's going on there, you've got also the Porter. Now, the Porter, I believe, is a Arleigh Burke-type destroyer, I believe. So the Arleigh Burke class, but you remember the USS Donald Cook was in the Black Sea, and one Sukhoi or MiG flew over the top. So let's hope they've got all of that fixed, because the Russians have capability to zap our engines and computers and turn off all our systems, including the Arleigh Burke class. You know, up. The Aegis systems, which I talked to you about in 2004. I told you that if we sailed all those carriers into the Persian Gulf and the Straits of Hormuz, that the Iranians had 110 super sunburns equipped with nuclear tips, some of them. They had about 40 to 50 warheads back then, many from the black market, some of their own manufacturer, and some also additional that were there with the Russians, who were already in the process of setting them up with an at least 300 or 400 system back then. They went to the 400, although Putin lied and said, no, we didn't give them a 400. We gave them a 300, but maybe we really didn't, and blah, 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 blah. They gave them the 400. They sent the people and trained them the whole bit. So 400 miles around the Persian Gulf, you see, they own the space. They control it, can see it, and can target it. But if you sent those in, I told you in 2004 that they would overwhelm the Aegis system back then, who could only handle maybe, I don't know, not that many targets. But, and they had the real fast, guns and anti-missile missiles and that kind of stuff to, try to shoot them down. And they're very effective, but they could have been overwhelmed and they would have deep-sixed or deep, put three carrier groups in the drink and interdicted the oil supply out of the Persian Gulf for, years, and turn it into a radioactive little bit of an area, you know what I'm saying? So there is an array of enemies against us, and we have these guys like Millie and the giant hybrid who's Secretary of Defense, and all of these Blinken, Swinken, and Lincolns, and Commissar Kamala, and then Red China Joe. $12 a gallon gas, don't you know? Wants to kill all the corn with carbon sequestration and capture and bury it deep in the ground. All right? If you have not seen it, see, somebody just sent me something. I'm going to check this out. Okay, let's see what we got here. Well, nuclear attack submarines, my brother says, and God bless you, brother, and you know who I'm talking about, may may be our last line of defense against the Russians. Well, that would be true, except the launch codes aren't freely available on the subs anymore. And many of the subs also, they traded the nuclear capability for conventional capability in order to be less threatening. Now, yes, we still have some. But the problem is you may not be able to launch the stuff unless you trail an array of antennas to pick up the order from the headquarters of Red China Joe. Of course, he had a place in the Ukraine as well, a compound over there where I think they had the counting house, maybe, allegedly, where they counted up money that Hunter gathered there as well, you see. Of course, they also got, Hunter also got money from Russian oligarchs' wives in Russia, Moscow. So, yes, we might have some ability. But I would say that probably the only ability we got is some tactical ability, because those groups that are in the Black Sea have at least tactical nuclear capability right now. We also have planes. We have bombers, and we also have other missiles. And we do have, although it's nebulous in terms of knowing exactly what the capability is or who controls the majority of the capability, whether it be the MMV, and I'm talking about the breakaway technology. And the Mighty Men of Valor, the Magi, split from the Black Magicians back in the early 80s. And then they took some of the best stuff and took it out and went to space and did stuff with it, but still had bases here. But there's been a factional war ever since. Well, I'm hoping the MMB are still in force there and what have you, and I believe that they somewhat are. But they're also opposed by similar type craft, spacecraft, craft that can go, you know, zippity-doo-dah and be on the moon in a hot dog second. You know what I'm saying? Not a second, but and fold the space-time and go. They also have stuff that is like the TR-3Bs that's also escape velocity, because the Nazis had with the Hanabau craft, the more advanced, you know, 2 and 3 and 4, and the Brill craft, they had the ability to have escape velocity. And they went to the moon with theirs back in the 40s. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't know completely about the capabilities that are in the breakaway technology and who controls them at this moment. But the Russians have some of that. The Chinese have some of it because Obama and other people have given a lot of it to them. As Brother Quayle said years ago, he interviewed Sam Cohen on air. Brother Quayle interviewed Sam Cohen on, I believe it was the Blueprint for Survival show, or maybe the early part of the Q-Files show. But he had Sam Cohen on there, who was the inventor of neutron bomb, and he said that basically that was given, you know, to the Red Chinese. I heard that they let them into Livermore and let them just see whatever they wanted to see. So I'm going to tell you what. They're coming up to the land of the unwalled villages. And they're coming to take you down and get you. And they're using the bioweapons on us, trying to kill us. But let's go back to old Blinken and Swinken and Lincoln here. We've got over there the Whitney. That's a command and control NATO ship. They've got all kind of capability, and we do have up in the air RC-135s, P-8 Pegasus, P3 Orions. We've got all kind of stuff up besides an EHC. We have the Border, the Aegis class, which has got missiles and stuff on it. We've got a number of subs over there. Got a number of submarines over there. We've got also British. We've got French. We've got all kind of different stuff out of NATO that's over in the area. And they're ready to go to war, but here's the real deal. Blinken signed, apparently, the document with the people there, the top slot representative of NATO, with Blinken, the Secretary of State. Allegedly, he then signed with the Ukrainians that any type of aggression would be met with overwhelming force, and that basically that the United States and NATO would go to war against the Russians, who are the supposed aggressor there and would be. So the Russians are doing all kind of stuff and making all kind of movements over there. We've got troops, you know, in the Ukraine. We've got troops on those ships. We've got a lot of stuff in Romania with the NATO people. All right? You got stuff parked in all different various places. And you got things that can go there fairly quickly. All right? You got stuff out of, base in Italy and, you know, bases in Greece and different places that can go. All right, and get there pretty quick. So it looks like we may be going to go to war, but nothing on the TV tells you anything close about it or about any of this stuff. So now, what else is going on? What else have we heard, you see? We've got all of our nuclear weapons depots in Europe compromised. And then, along with that, let me just interject something else. Remember, we have underground bases and secret bases a lot of places. Do you remember when the Russians said that they tracked all of our people in the underground bases, U.S. military, because they were all wearing the stupid Fitbit watches when they ran their miles, or, you know, ran their 10 miles in the morning or worked out with the weights? They all had the Fitbits on, tracking them everywhere they went. And that showed all these signals going up to the satellite on the Fitbit. Now, apparently it also seems the last day or so, Iran-backed militants, Houthi rebels, stormed a U.S. embassy in Yemen and seized hostages and equipment. While Red China Joe was in Baltimore, telling you about how much money you had and how stupid you were because you didn't understand how supply chains work, you know? Now, let me give you something else I heard. This is domestic. Remember I told you about the Poplar Bluff stuff. If you're in that area, look for those Farsi speakers and all of that. And then, you know, I'll tell you, sometimes you get all kind of fishermen after you say something like that on air. But the story is in Poplar Bluff, guys, not with the hawk. The story is in Poplar Bluff. Go down there and take a look. Yes, and many thanks to B&E of B, and Israel showing off a new electronic warfare system that uses beams instead of missiles or bullets. Yes. And we've had that stuff, and we've been working on it for years, and we don't deploy it. It was supposed to have been deployed on the Ronald Reagan. Then was knocked off that by Poppy Bush, took it off of there. They were supposed to be able to defend themselves. They had all kind of stuff. Particle beam weapons, lasers, rail guns, all kind of things. Sophisticated stuff. They had an entire reactor set to drive all that weaponry, plus the aircraft and spacecraft, perhaps, you see. Take right off, anti-grav, and then zip, zip, zip. So then we've tested all of this. I remember when I don't know if it was Boeing or somebody, tested the laser over in Ohio because we heard the OHP talking about how they had to shut down a certain area up on a certain county road or country road up in central Ohio, and that they had them a Ford F-150 pickup truck plane coming over here, and they poof, shot her with the laser beam, and it went right through the front grill and right on through the engine, the cab, and out the back, okay? Well, that thing, that was done, 10, 12, 14, 15 years ago. We had the particle beam weapons that we were installing on our moon base back in 77 when the Russian Cosmosphere went against our guys and it was a race and they took out our moon base on the moon, yes, and took out our particle beam weapons with their particle beam weapons. So this whole thing is a real mess because there's so much capability, and then the Russians have kept up when we have been playing woke and we've been playing, well, the real enemies of America are the white supremacists, particularly those ones that go to school board meetings and all them ones that are in the military. We got to get rid of all them. And anybody who's white, you got to get rid of all of them, you see. What a bunch of horse hockey. All right, still on the domestic front. I heard a tale, and the tale teller was somebody that I would listen to and respect. And they said that, not all, but on a large number of emails were sent by the state of Mississippi, DPS, apparently, or allegedly, I should say, allegedly sent to a whole lot of Mississippi state troopers and perhaps other affiliated, the ones they like, sheriffs and police. And what immediately they're telling this to the troopers, state troopers, and other law enforcement in Mississippi, allegedly. Hawk didn't say he guaranteed 100%. He said he heard it from somebody that he did have respect for over the years. And that is that these emails said, you'd better buy as quickly as you possibly can. And they also said food, storage food, canned goods, freeze-dried, dehydrated, canned goods, rice, all kind of stuff, water purification, ammunition. They basically told them to load up, and here's what they said, because within several weeks, these may not be available at all or in short supply. So they wanted their state troopers to proof themselves up and their families up as best they could with as much stuff as they could garner. I suggest that you go out and do the same again in a new unit of time. And you remember how I told you months ago to get your list out. Go down the list. Food, water purification, water storage, firearms, ammo. You know, merino wool socks, insulated boots, whatever it might be. Fish tank antibiotics, you know, they kind of make them in the same places that the others are made. The fish tank people have got a Zithro, you know, I believe that's now back in stock. If they're coming up to take to the land of the unwalled villages, and you remember probably since 2004 or 5, I've told you that I still think they're going to take out the power grid. And I've told you about 1 second after and all the different things to get you the idea of that. And Trump was supposedly going to fix that in the infrastructure, but they never gave it to him. Now, Biden has got an infrastructure, allegedly, but what they'll do is shut down the power grid, right? They ain't going to harden it. And then we still have Cumbre Vieja, which is still going and going and has quakes. But I'm going to tell you, you can get, pray to the Lord Jesus that he'll give you a sign and warn you about that. You stay vigilant on that. You prepare for that. But you also, by preparing for that, you're preparing for the possibility of a hypersonic missile, the possibility of taking out of the power grid in either a conventional means by hitting the 9 or 10 key power substations in the United States and take down the entire power grid. Remember back a number of years ago where they shot out the oil drum, transformers on the one, and they went in the underground tunnel and shut off the alarm system so they could shoot down that stuff. There's been other things that have happened in various power substations in various parts of the United States that have caused problems. I'm going to tell you about something I heard through the grapevine again, but you better watch out because this is interesting. And it involves drones. And the drones, or the bad guys, have the drones, but the U.S. bad guys have the drones. U.S. good guys have the drones. And we're not talking about giant drones. We're talking about regular size stuff that's, five, 4 or 5 feet wingspans, that kind of things. Big drones, but not all that huge. And then apparently that there was an attempt a year or two ago or whatever, or not that long ago, in some eastern state, allegedly, to where they took these drones, overflew one of these key power substation things, and apparently they can eject, have a payload and eject, like, poof, shoot them out, okay? And apparently they can shoot them out, and they can shoot out gossamer fibers of copper or other sort of metallic gossamer fiber things that will float down. And as they float in mass, in large numbers of them, allegedly, they can go down on top of all of the power equipment there in the key power substation and short the stuff out. Well, if you do a few of those, or if you just take a few of them out with conventional explosives or what have you, or they can get a second, hypersonic going somewhere, Or just have some boys down there take down the Iron Giants in Poplar Bluff, which is a big power highline system down there. Take some of them out, that might be able to preclude transmission from the Mississippi, east of Mississippi to the west of Mississippi in a certain area there. I'll tell you what, you better get you some solar panels, you better get you some batteries and that kind of stuff, and I don't know what we're going to do if we don't have the sun, because you get enough volcanoes popping off and you get old Cumbre really going, and you get, Vesuvius or Stromboli or the one in Hawaii or some of them in Mexico or Costa Rica or Iceland or mini Krakatoa, one of those kind of things, Anak Krakatoa, Mount Taupo or whatever you got down there in New Zealand. And pretty soon, you got enough dust in the air, guys, to where the sun don't shine. You have some days of darkness, So I don't know. I'm thinking old school in some respects, and you got to have enough candles and lamp oil. Lord Jesus reminded us about lamps and lamp oil, didn't he? Matthew 25. So I'm telling you all I know. Telling you all the stuff. Did you see gold and silver? Gold, $1,861.80 before I came on, and silver, $25.22 before I came in. Those are big jumps. Big jumps. Now, if you've got all your storage food or your canned goods, and if you could eat for, I don't know, a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3.5 years, you see? You know, the tribulation, the great tribulation, which will be filled with all kinds of tribulations, all right? This stuff, and then you got other bioweapons being discussed. You got Bill Gates talking about a new program, we got to drill in case smallpox gets released. Or will it be the mousepox that allegedly, remember that Mission Impossible movie where they're down in Australia and they have the Spanish girl or whatever she was, and Tom Cruise, and then she was the old girlfriend of the old spy guy that stole the new bioweapon that if they released the Chimera. They called it the Chimera, didn't they? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that allegedly is stemming from a real development of by a large pharmaceutical company allegedly down there, which is sort of depicted in that movie. Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, it's the one where they're in Australia and they've got the Chimera virus that'll kill the world within quick time period. So, allegedly, there's something that's called a mousepox that was a grafting on of stuff, and that they got it up in development to about 90% kill ratio. I don't know how easy it is to catch, but they could do something like that. Suppose they put that in a spike protein. A lipid ball with spikes on it. Pegylated lipids, perhaps, you see. So then if you've trained all these immune systems to attack the spike ball, allegedly the COVID, but if you've trained them all to do that, and then you send in a spike ball, you see, that's for real killadilla. That's got true virulence. Then if nothing else, it just turns the cytokine storm, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-E storm, which then attacks all of the tissue in your body, the cytokine storm. Your own immune system goes to work overtime to try to attack it, and it sees everything then as its enemy. And then you know what you end up with? You end up with, like, quote-unquote, hemorrhagic-type fevers, all right? Hemorrhagic conditions where you just bleed out all over the body quick. And if it's the mouse pox and, you know, 9 out of 10 croak, then you don't want to be where that stuff gets released. And you better be on your best day game as far as what your immune system is like. But not with the Vax, not with Spike Jab. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read about it or taken a look at it, go to the Health Rangers site. Okay, just got this. Poland has gone on its highest alert ever this evening due to the Belarus border problems. The Ukraine has requested Russia troops to protect, etc., to protect it from NATO aggression. And that's the Crimean portion. Yes, the Crimean portion there. So anyway, this is what's going on. Thank you there, my brother. Cold War warrior. And happy Veterans Day to him. Because he's not only fought on the seven seas, but and on land, but he fought in space. Okay, he fought for you, and he's still here. Try to wipe memories, try to do kind of stuff like that, and they're still here. Because you know what? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he is the true CIC. And for all my veterans out there, if you do not know him, then repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll wash you clean. If you have problems with some of the things that you've seen or done, seek him out. Let him help you. Lord Jesus. But check out. Let me see. Let me pop up on this right here. Because it's a. Okay. Decarbonization. Terraforming. And here's a quote from the thing. Mass starvation is already baked in for 2022, affecting most developing nations and even some first world nations. Mass starvation will happen next year due to the shutdown of fertilizer production. It's already started to happen. But terraforming the planet to remove carbon dioxide, CO2, from the atmosphere will take many years to fully achieve, perhaps decades. It'll take less than that. But here is the deal, okay? Go to this, and it's at Natural News. Let's see, what's the website here? Naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com. Decarbonization, terraforming of planet Earth is now underway. Giant machines to be installed. And there's a company called Navigator Heartland Greenway, LLC, allegedly, that is already sending letters about this program, the beginning of it, the first phase of it. And they're sending them, and you can also see this in the Hawkeye, which is an Iowa publication, thehawkeye.com or something like that. See, I'll get that. Let me just look at that real quick. TheHawkeye.com. Des Moines County Supervisor. Here's the story name. Des Moines County Supervisors learn of this program. Okay, just go up and look at it. And then also, it's referenced in the NaturalNews.com article by the Health Ranger. So what they're going to do is they're already sending these letters to farmers, and you're going to go from on a diagonal from South Dakota down to part of Minnesota and part of Nebraska and into Iowa, and then apparently you're going to go to all these. They're going to start at the ethanol plants and then capture the CO2 off the ethanol plants and run it liquid in a pipeline. Apparently they're going to bury it in either Illinois or some, I think there's even another one that they're proposing possibly to do it in Kansas. Because there's other ones of these companies. But this Navigator Ventures, Navigator Heartland Greenway LLC, or Navigator CO2 Ventures LLC. And this is for real, and they're already starting to talk to the farmers about how they need to go ahead and sell out to them, and that if they do that, then they'll give them in graduated steps, 100% loss of crop the first year, second year would be another percentage, the third year another percentage, etc. But that if you don't sell out to them, then they're, by golly, they're just going to use eminent domain and take your farm anyway. Well, I don't know if they're going to plow all this stuff down and build them a liquid pipeline. Of course, you can't build a pipeline to bring, you know, oil or natural gas anywhere. Can't bring the XL pipeline down to then have cheaper gasoline. You can't drill in any of the, you know, federal lands anymore or explore. You can't do ANWR. You can't do offshore. So when we were 2 years ago, totally energy self-sufficient, and now Red China Joe, who probably works for the Lucy's, don't you know? Now they're going to go this way. Well, I'm going to tell you what. This crap is getting ready to go sideways and wild weasel in a heartbeat in this country. Des Moines County Engineer Brian Carter told the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday during the board's regular meeting that Navigator Heartland Greenway LLC is pushing for a carbon capture pipeline to transport liquid carbon dioxide through five Midwestern states. An October letter to Broeker from the Iowa Utilities Board gives notice that Navigator has developed a proposal to build and operate a large-scale carbon capture pipeline system in your county that will convert carbon dioxide to liquid form, then transport it via pipeline to a permanent underground sequestration site. And then no local media bothers to tell any of the farmers that carbon dioxide, CO2, is the single most important molecule for plant growth. Plants eat the CO2. When they eat it, they give off oxygen for us. And then when you have that and the nitrogen and the fertilizers and all of it goes, then we can raise food to support large, good populations. And it can be a blessing to everybody in this country and across the planet. So now the second phase of this, they want to strip CO2 out of the atmosphere. Well, when they do start doing all of that, that will cripple photosynthesis, the most important biochemical process for life. So whatever's going on, I think this is a lot of this funding is up there in the current infrastructure bill, not the one that they're not being able to pass. I think they hid a lot of that in this. But they've already started to shut down the fertilizer plants under guise of too costly and blah, 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 and they can't get the right stuff and supply chain problems and all of that. But the next phase is to put giant machines and stuff in the atmosphere. And then they're going to do that. And then you know what will happen? You'll see all of the corn disappears. You'll see the wheat disappear, you see? The barley, the rye, the sorghum, all of it. Because they want to terraform the planet for some other type of life form. And they want to kill about 90% of the population of planet Earth so Lucifer can have his hoedown and try to steal your souls, okay? So therefore, if you have not done it, get on your hands and knees. Tell Lord Jesus, tell him about and repent of your sins. Ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And if you do and you're sincere and you're doing that, you're going to have everlasting life with them in heaven if you lose your life on this planet here. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Everything, a lot of things, believe me, are most needed and wanted. I got to stick in the game myself too, you know. You can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold to be Federal Reserve notes. Bit of silver, bit of gold, silver dollar, silver half, silver quarter, whatever it might be, or a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. So this Navigator Heartland thing is for real. And I think you're going to start to see offers being made to some farmers. And if you see the price of all the commodities really going up, the wheat is up $8, $9 a gallon. Or a gallon. $8 to $9 a bushel. I think $8.80, $8.50, something like that. And I didn't look at it today. I haven't looked at it since last week. But the gold and the silver are going to go up. And, you know, one of the reasons why is the dollar is being devalued. When Biden unhooked, let the Russians and the Saudis unhook the dollar from oil. Used to have to buy dollars to buy oil. Operation Sandman got rid of that. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of five. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your home, your farm. All you veterans, you're going to be needed. Great. Stand right up like you've always done and get ready to fight in every corner of the land against anybody that comes for it. Whether it be Red Chinese or Christian or whoever it might be, are all the hordes and the ones coming across the border of various types that are sitting in the Poplar Bluffs or in this place or that place. Mighty men and women about to use your high technology and perhaps the Chinese need more snow. Keep them busy. Keep the Russians busy. Maybe the Chinese light off. I can hook the sky. Hey, Nick and Ranger, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua picking your head on the back. Good night, gang.